Good evening. Welcome, welcome. So, of course, you guys can't see what I'm seeing here, but we're starting to get ready for being in person, so things are set up here a little bit differently. Looking forward to when we can practice together. And not to worry, we'll continue with the YouTube recordings and offerings also. But I know some of you are local and might like to come to IMC. But a warm welcome to everybody, whether you're local or far away, and whether you're listening to this now or sometime in the future. A warm welcome. So we'll start with a little lightly guided meditation. Taking our seat, and just feeling into what does it feel like right now to be sitting here? Maybe globally there's a sense of relief, like, oh, okay, I'm just going to be sitting here for the next little while. Or maybe there's some restlessness, like, really? Am I really going to sit here for the next little while? Whatever our experience might be, it's all welcome. It's all welcome. It doesn't have to be one particular way. Can be helpful to connect with whatever it is we're sitting on. Cushion, bench, chair, couch, bed. Just feeling the pressure against the body. And then when we sit and start to settle down a little bit, perhaps the breathing becomes noticeable. This body breathes, of course it does. Can we, in a kind, gentle way, rest our attention on the sensations of breathing? Feeling the inhales in the chest or the abdomen, or perhaps feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Feeling the expansion, the stretching with the inhales, or the coolness of the air, then of course the inhales are interspersed with exhales. How do they feel? You can focus on just one area if you'd like, the chest, the abdomen, or the nose. Feeling the opposite of expansion, a little bit of deflation maybe, even though that doesn't sound very inviting. But the air being exchanged and then going out. And just feeling this rhythm. Inhale, exhale. When the mind wanders, which it naturally will do, just very simply begin again. We don't have to make it a problem. We don't have to make a story out of it. It doesn't have to mean anything in particular. It just means we were lost in thought. And then we begin again. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the experiences of breathing. And just allowing the mind to come back when it gets lost in thought. And you might notice that there is an uncomfortable experience, uncomfortable sensation. in a relaxed, easy way, can we distinguish, can we tease apart, is there a bodily, physical aspect to the uncomfortable situation, and is there a mental aspect? That is, maybe there's a sharp sensation in the knee, and the mind is starting to think, like, make up stories. I'll never be able to meditate with this sensation. I'll never be able to go on retreat where they sit longer. How do those people sit longer? They must be abnormal or have done it since they were young. And when I was young, we didn't sit in a way that was very flexible. But there was that person that was in third grade that was so flexible. I remember she used to play on the monkey bars all the time and be doing all these things. Wow. Do they still have those at schools these days? What would it be like to go play on them? I hope they do. Kids should play outside. Right? Here we go. So there's kind of like the mental aspect and the physical aspect. Can we notice that sometimes the mental aspect leads us off? Where I just led us was often to a fantasy, but sometimes it might be I'm damaging my knee, I better shift my posture. I can't believe this is terrible. I'll never be able to do it. This is so hard. And we're saying things to ourselves that are just exacerbating or amplifying the uncomfortableness. And to be sure, we need to use wisdom and not sit through pain. If we feel like we're harming ourselves, that is not what this practice is about. But when there is some uncomfortableness, can we tease apart? Can we separate? Can we distinguish the bodily experience from the mental experience? And then, as best we can, to place our awareness on the bodily experience. It's a little bit more steady. So moving slower than the thoughts. The bodily experience is staying here, this moment. Maybe the uncomfortable experience is some aversion. Oh, I really don't want this. Why is this happening? Can we tease apart? Can we distinguish the aversion And often we have aversion to the aversion. So, our reaction to the experience. Can we tease those apart? And interrupt the aversion train. Can we just be with the one version of aversion? Of course you have aversion to aversion. It's a natural human response. But we don't have to amplify it. making this distinction between bodily experiences and mental experiences, and making the distinction between our reactions and our experiences, enables us to see more clearly what is actually happening, teasing apart some of the different elements. And this way, we can have some more choices about what to do, have some more clarity about what might be the helpful, the skillful thing to do going forward, so that it might support us. And are also having the ability to tease apart different elements, to see more clearly, to distinguish, to discern, also helps us to help others so that we don't get lost in experiences that sometimes can be overwhelming, but instead to maybe pull out the pieces or where we actually have some control or some choices, so that in this way our practice of discerning, distinguishing, can be for the benefit not only for ourselves but for others. So may our practice be for the benefit of all beings everywhere.